from Chiron Return and for the Pacifica Network, welcome to a special presentation of Planet Waves FM. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the host of Planet Waves FM and author of the Planet Waves Astrology Column, here with a brief introduction to some events that occurred in upstate New York on Saturday, the 15th of November, featuring Drs. Andrew Kaufman and Thomas Cowan. Back in a moment. Once again, thank you for joining me. This is a special presentation of Planet Waves FM involving a full day recording of a workshop presented in upstate New York by two medical doctors, Thomas Cowan and Andrew Kaufman. And the basic subject matter was biology, virology, and theories of healing and preventing illness. This was an extraordinary event for many different reasons, particularly that it was a throwback in some ways, not all, in some ways a throwback to the previous world that we used to live in, a world where people could hang out, converse, listen to a presentation, share food, hang out, hug one another, sing, and actually have an entire day of human contact and intelligent thought. The part that is, let's put it this way. This was a kind of a revolutionary meeting. And one of the reasons it was a revolutionary meeting is that we were talking about personal health autonomy and the right that we have to know how to take care of ourselves. This event was held in a remote location in upstate New York, way out in farm country, about an hour north of where I live. And once you got into all the deep farm country, then it was in the back hills, in a location that is not in GPS. And we were gathering in defiance of an executive order that took effect a couple of days earlier, which said there could be no gatherings of more than 10 people. As you can hear from the size of the audience, there were clearly more than 10 people. The room was full. There were no seats left and plenty of people hanging out in a foyer area. And it was amazing to me that I felt as if I was at basically the most revolutionary thing I had ever personally attended. That is to say, you know, all this talk and activism of revolution and challenging the power and standing up for our rights. And this happened to be a full day biology and virology seminar. So I'm calling it the Biology Underground. You may recognize the names and the faces of Dr. Thomas Cowan and Dr. Andrew Kaufman. They have become something of inadvertent internet sensations because they have been two of the people who have been the most vocal and articulate in teaching the science behind what a virus is, behind the standards, and basically established protocols of virology that are not being followed in the case of this thing called 2019 nCoV or SARS-CoV, CoV-2, CoV-2, which are essentially viruses that exist in computer codes. One, it's supposed to be one virus, and the main place it exists is in computer code. I don't know how much of that was broached. I listened to the whole presentation. I don't remember if that was, that particular subject was embarked upon, but many other different subjects were. And the work of Doctors Cowan and Kaufman is well archived on and well documented on the internet. We've published plenty on a blog that I edit called COVID-19 News, which is on the front page, or really any page, of planetwaves.net. So just a few thoughts before I exit this particular recording, and you then can listen to the, I believe there were four separate presentations. I think it went in the order of Cowan, Kaufman, Cowan, and then both doing a Q&A session. I will have all of those posted in about 24 hours. We're first going up with the first two presentations in this introduction, and then at some point soon after, I will have the other two. And then also you can listen to a full sampling of the ambient audience sounds. It was absolutely incredible being in a room full of people who were all acting as if there is no virus and no pandemic. And you might think, that's just crazy. What are these people, insane? What, do they know nothing? Well, I can tell you that every person in the room actually was at least well-informed of the basics of the situation, and many people who were present were highly well-informed. I think that of groups that you could be in, this is one of the most informed groups. There's a number of these gathering around the country, but one of the most informed groups in terms of their awareness of what this so-called pandemic is about, what the science behind it is about, the problems with the isolation and purification of what they are claiming is the virus, and then that leads into problems associated with the polymerase chain reaction test, which is being used to prove that there is a vast outbreak of a virus and a global pandemic of some kind. Now, as I have said many, many times before, I cannot say that people are not getting sick. I'm 56 years old, and for as long as I have been on the planet, people have been getting sick. I imagine a good deal before I arrived on the planet. But I have, right, you know, people had to be, you know, having health issues in 1963 and 62, and maybe even 1940, maybe even, you know, the year one. The difference here is that this situation is a concept. We are being told that something is happening in concept, and that concept is supported by another concept of this test that is being used. And in a previous couple of videos, Cowan and Kaufman have given very detailed presentations on things like the issue of SARS-CoV-2 never having been isolated and purified. When a virus is not isolated or purified, the virus does not exist in scientific terms. This is not a subtle point. This is not a semantics. To have a specimen of something, you have to have the specimen. You cannot have the antenna of an insect and also claim to have the whole whole insect. You cannot have half a footprint, hoofprint, and claim to have the entire unicorn. And so in order to have proof of the existence of the virus, you need to do what's called isolate and purify the virus. That has not been done by the admission of the Centers for Disease Control. This is covered in my article, How Safe is Too Safe, which I will link along with these recordings, because they provide this particular article provides important background and also links to many resources that support the things that I am writing and that Doctors Cowan and Kaufman are saying. Now, another vitally important foundation that has been provided by Dr. Andrew Kaufman is that the studies that are claiming that the virus has passed the two things that are the scientific method in microbiology, Koch's postulates and Rivers' postulates, which are the set of steps that you go through to be able to ascribe causation between a claimed pathogen and a claimed disease outcome. This is not as simple as a pregnancy test, and it took a long, long time to get pregnancy tests right. So this is not as simple as a single assay, boom, PCR, and that therefore one is claimed to have an infection. This is a very complicated matter. And in other presentations, we've talked about cause of death being a very complicated matter, rarely ever ascribable to one cause. That is a topic for a different day. But in the presentations that follow, you're going to hear Andrew and Tom talk about many of these issues and many other issues. We begin the day with Dr. Cowan coming out in a Lone Ranger mask. So that was the one mask in the room, was a Lone Ranger mask, and then giving a discussion on what is called terrain theory and doing a bit of debunking of Louis Pasteur's germ theory or theory of pathogenic transmission of viruses and bacteria. In Pasteur's day, it was only bacteria. So viruses hadn't been really properly thought through. On that note, I'm going to leave us in this session, leave you with a little bit of Radiohead, You and Whose Army. Back in a bit.
Come on. You think you're